You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And then so the father said, which target did you pick? The town that was raising. Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we feel our life is a mess of chaotic and out of control. Because oftentimes we're not even sure why we live. So our life becomes event driven. And then the wife says, oh, we run out of salt and I'll get the
meat.
And then so you run out to buy salt, you meet your office co-worker and you start talking. And then you realize your car needs a oil change, so you went to the shop. And you receive a phone call, your friend needs help, and then you go to your friend's house. And then when you're about to go home, then you realize you remember what your wife wants. So our life are often like event driven, series of events without goal, without purpose. So we may look busy, but then we're busy for nothing. We think we're busy, but we're busy for no value. So we need to have a clear eternal goal. And also in new creation, we have new hope. And we know that we will have for sure, the glory is ending. Wrong hope will bring not only disappointment, and then eventually we become
hopeless.
A person without hope is the most painful person. Those who commit suicide because they have lost their hope. They think it's impossible. And no tomorrow, no future. But one lives without hope, he cannot continue. When a person has a right hope and a very active, positive
hope,
this person will have the power and energy to face the issues now. And all of moms who are giving birth understand. But we know that there's a happy ending. Every time I went through the surgery, the doctor would describe to me the horrible procedures of the surgery. And there's always this ending that they will not be responsible for any of the issues of but why do we still sign the paper? The doctor already said he will not be responsible for your death, and why do you still sign the paper? And yet, indeed, it's painful to go through surgery. But yet, we have hope. Because we hope that after the surgery, my tumor will be removed. We hope that after the surgery, all the cancer cells will be gone. But even the worst, the earthly hopes will bring us energy. And then the future of new creation is even more glorious. Sometimes we're so slow to believe, so how we wish that the Lord will take us to the future for a little bit, that we get to see and then come back. And I'm sure our joy will be so overflowing that we will break the piano will claim like Paul said, this life and momentary pain. Not that our situation is without
pain.
Not that our difficulties are small. But yet when Paul compared cares, like the momentary troubles with the heavy eternal glory, and he says, this is nothing. And then, Paul says, the troubles of present time.
如果彼此将来要属于我们的荣耀,
compared to the eternal glory that will reveal to us in the future, that is nothing. If you feel you have
pain,
please raise your hand if you have pain in your life.
Oh,
we have so many happy people in our
midst.
Raise your hand, you're so happy, you should serve more than three
servants.
It's very hard to go through life without
any pain.
And that is the trouble of
the
and the sufferings of this moment.
Yeah,
we have a glory that will be revealed to us in the future.
If
we compare in faith, then these sufferings are not worth
mentioning.
If the sufferings are real, but yet we have a glorious hope. Yes, the pain is true.
That's a good thing.
But then the pain has a word.
You know, that's good. That's a good thing.
Because I receive the circumstances in hope. So those who suffer, they can suffer in vain, the most pitiful.
No, they don't need it to you.
Without receiving the
blessed kingdom,
or has nothing to do with God's purpose, then we suffer in vain. Then that's not worth it. But yet in Christ, we are not only new
clothes,
but glorious
hope.
So we face our new, our life with new attitudes. And we have a new value system to. For
everything.
We cherish every new chance. So that this new life will be manifested through
it.
Since they're so important, now we come to a critical point.
加拉太书第六章十五节告诉我们，受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Galatians chapter 2 tells us, it is a matter of with circumcision or no circumcision. What matters is to be a new creation. What matters is to be a new creation. So forgive me for saying that. I'm not saying that some things are not important. Not that our circumcision has no importance. But if we are not in new creation, we don't have to argue about anything else. If we are not in new creation, it does not matter if we have two entities or three entities in our
life.
If we're not in the new creation, it doesn't matter. We don't have to argue whether we should have a head covering or not. The same with our marriages. If we're not in the new creation, it's pointless to argue who is the head of the house. Those are not the most important things, and we have to resolve the most important issue first. But if we are indeed in new creation, then we naturally have a desire to follow God's principle. If we don't need to go through circumcision, then we do not. We need to get baptized. We will get baptized. And why is it we need to learn obedience? Husbands should learn to deny themselves and love their
wives.
But that is not Christian priority. And how do we actualize this love of new
community? 不是重在自己一些很抽象的、很高的、 很离谱的，但是跟我们生活还很脱节。
But then this is a series of messages. It's not just for the theological truth and nothing to do with our practical life.
这是真的是人的误解，神的道本来就是活的，给人活的。
Actually, those are all misunderstanding.
没有所谓举手的理性道理的事，东西都是要道成东西的。
God's words and commands are all for us to live by. There's no purely theoretical truth.
所以有人说这个爱因斯坦也是相对论相反教程。
Some say the other relativity, Einstein's relativity is too hard.
太抽象不够实际。
Too abstract and not practical.
爱因斯坦说 no.
But Einstein says no.
发现我们相对论就像是零跟一样。
The relativity is just like you with.You're the wrong.
坐在 fireplace， 坐在火炉面前聊天，一个钟头就像五分钟，一时就过去了。
Okay, relativity, it's just like when you spend time with your loved one in front of fireplace, an hour feels like 5 minutes.
但是如果你一个人很 lonely， 很孤单的坐在那里，五分钟是一个小时，它是这叫做相对论。
But if you sit in front of fireplace alone, being very lonely, the 5 minutes will.Feel like an hour, and that is relative. This is not abstract, but very real. Brother Yu's message. Not very spiritual, but very practical. So that's the comment I received from a gospel friend.
Some
brother sent sentence to me.
弟兄们，我们在这里讲三个很简单的事情。
So we're here to mention three very simple things.
第一个，我们必须自己真正要清清楚楚的得着自己是心，得着自己是新造的血气。
First thing we need to do is to receive assurance that we are a new creation.
我们已经是新造。
We are a new creation already.
但是不是每个人都知道。
But not everyone knows.
但是不是每个人都宝贝。
But not everyone cherishes it.
但是不是每一个人都有这个确据，说我是一个新造的。
Not everyone has this assurance that we are a new creation already.
整个宇宙中最特殊的创造。
I'm the most unique creation in the entire universe.
唯一的创造，整个人加在一起。
The only creation of God and man.
弟兄们，这是特别的特别啊。
This is the special of the special.
我们是不是中国人？是不是美国人？是不是阿拉伯人？一切都不重要，我们是新造的。
Doesn't matter if you're Chinese American or Arab. Doesn't matter. We are new creation.
You're in a factory life, or
you're in a small living
room.
Doesn't matter if you live in a shed or
a
barn. We are a new creation, and that is the most glorious identity.
We are new creation.
Yes, we are a new
creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Anyone is in Christ.He is a new creation.
不光客观的地位上，我们是新造的。
No, subjectively, we are a new creation.
主观上，他告诉我们。
But subjectively,
若有人在基督里
，If anyone is in Christ,
请大家注意，这里是用现在式。
Please notice that this is the present tense.
不光是客观的地位，是连上到我们主观的经历。
So not only the objective position, but also
任何的现在，如果我在基督里。
So any moment, if we are in Christ,
我就活在新造里面。
And I live in a new creation.
人生是过去。
All the old things have gone.
是新的。
Everything is new.
每一个时刻。
Every present moment.
都是我人生的小剧场。
In my second half of my.
每次我在他这里更新奉献给神。
Every time I renew my dedication to God.
我就开始当我人生的下半场。
Then I start the second half of my life.
我们真正的胜败都是靠人生下半场决定的。
Our victory depends on our second half.
我们过去多么失败，多么心死，多么浪费。
Doesn't matter how much we felt and we feel ashamed in the past.
每一个现在，我活在基督里。
Every present moment, if we return back to Christ.
我活在新造。
But I live in new creation.
一切都是新的。
Everything has become new.
所以弟兄们，在座的基督徒有把握知道自己是新造的人，请举手。
Brothers and sisters and Christians, please raise your hand if you know you are a new creation.
感谢主。
Oh, praise the Lord.
如果你已经受浸了，但是你还不知道自己是新造的人，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have been baptized, but you still do not know you are a new creation.
有些同学们
，and when？
好，那我们这边称道上就分为五课。
So we need to retake the fundamental truth.
现在的上升星座是数码的不好，我们拿以前的星座说做个例子。
Let's take an example of those old camera.
他们
And then take the light in and then leave a mirror image on the bed. At that time, you don't know how the picture will turn out. Because the image is already stored on the bed. And then you send to the shop to develop your pictures. Then you get to see what the camera has received at that moment.
And
then how long you waited to develop the film will turn out to be the moment that you
took the picture.
So at that moment when you accept the image, it came in. It does not depend on how you. So that is the objective
position.
So at the moment when we receive Him, we are given a right to become God's children. When we receive, when we open our heart and receive Him, and the light came in, and we become a new creation. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, Christ is our life.
Experience
it with our heart and feel it with our heart the truth of being a new creation. Yes, a true goal can withstand the test of the more serious we are to experience it, we will find a new life within us. Those are false advertisements cannot withstand test. So those things, they will not let you try out and then it cannot be returned. But yes, the real goal can withstand test of
fire.
The more you test, the more you will realize how precious this inner life is.
Have you ever seen the use of the safety brand,
I think it's advertisement of the safety covering of pools. And they let kids to run on those secure covering of pools and then no problem. So when you see the advertisement, you know there's no
problem.
They get shown that adults can jump on them. And it will be okay. And then what's even more amazing is that they get an open to stand on it. So when you see the film, you know that this thing can
withstand test.
The same with the new life that can withstand all kinds of
tests.
The book of Isaiah tells us that the stone that God has placed in Zion is a test, it's a rock that has been tested. So before my wife and I had kids, God gave these words to us so that we will not let our children affect our services. We will not allow ourselves to buy to the condition that we can only love the Lord and serve the Lord when we are single without
him.
So this stone has been tested. Yes, we will realize and find out that real gold can be tested. And the second thing, what we need to thank God for
is that 愿真正谦卑地来投靠他,
if we admit our weaknesses and be very humble to trust in Him, we will experience His great power. In other words, to experience this great power of this blessing. is not only for those who are spiritual and powerful and overcomers.
而是我们越顺便忍受，越顺便的依靠他，我们越能经历他，然后才可能成为神。
The more we confess that we are weak and we are humble to trust in Him, we will experience this power and overcome.
如果你的能力、心脏的丰富是只有在圣者才享受的话
，If only overcomers can enjoy the blessings of being a victor,
超越我们的超越
，then we are so far off.
But it's
because we're weak.
我就比别人多了更多的机会可以来经历这个新造的真实。
There were more chances to experience the reality of this new creation.
对保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱，好像基督的能力来复辟我。
So that's why Paul says I am even more boast of my infirmities, so that the power of Christ may rest on me.
因为他知道主的能力是在人的软弱上显的。
Because the power of the Lord is made perfect in human weakness. So let's no longer have this excuse that we are weak, so we cannot do it. When we talk about weakness, actually, it's a reminder that we have a chance. The more weaker the
person,
the more the power of Christ will be manifested.
所以今天的关键其实不是我们能不能成功，是我们要不要，肯不肯。
So the key is not if we're able, but if we're willing.
于是耶稣说过，对一个职业，他说你的逼不得已，是因为喜欢生病。
Once a brother said to a sister that you do not receive healing because you enjoy being sick.
他一直当然就说我病得医治，治病因为他病得医治，祷告一定要说你根本不得医治，是因为你不喜欢。
But the sister kept asking people to pray for her sickness, but yet brother Wash many pointed out that you do not receive healing because you enjoy being sick. Because with the sickness, you receive sympathy everywhere. You have an excuse not to do housework at home. You have an excuse to go deeper because you're sick.
不是你要不要，不能不能，而是我们要不要。
It is not up to whether we are able, but whether we are willing.
所以我们真想经历新造，经历新造，真想经历新造在我们里面的祝福的。
We really want to experience the blessings of new creation.
但是呢，我们第一件事情，我们不仅仅知道它在，而是我们要真正愿意来经历它。
So not only that we need to know the truth, but we should be willing to experience it.
所以。当电流在电线里面的时候
，When the electric current is flow through the wire，
你插好面包纸它有 work， 你插第三它有 work， 你插神奇它有 work， 所有东西你都可以自己理解。
When there's electricity and then you plug into the outlet， the outlet appliances will work too。
最后一个，我们要积极的活出新造生命所该有的改变和祝福。
And lastly, we should actively live out the changes and blessings。
不仅像我刚才说的律法的要求，我们成就在我们心上。
Not only that the righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled in him。
腓立比书第四章第十三节说过，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Philippians chapter 4 tells us that through Christ who strengthens me, he can do all things。
我们可以一直实际上都能够活出自己。
So that in everything we do, we can experience and overcome。
而且保罗也告诉我们，能够在各处喜乐，那因认识基督的。
And Paul says we can even diffuse the rivers of his knowledge everywhere.
So we are
then our life will become very powerful. We can experience his truth and reality in every single weakness and situation. And we live out this truth very
often.
When a person holds such a clear goal, then he will be very
active.
Nothing that he will never fail. But in every circumstance, he will be very positive. And he wants to receive what he can receive. But there's a very famous song leader in the Bible. And the meaning of his name is Director. So in all the circumstances, he will collect information about God's grace and turn them into songs to praise God.
So let's
all become a collector.
So we all become a collector.
we will not waste away any chance in our
hands.
That we will experience God.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.